In that huge, symmetrical place, our movements could not help but echo one another's. On the curves of those redundant marble stairways, in the aisles between the repeated rows of benches and lockers, on one largely indistinguishable side or the other of the balcony or the floor, we could hardly go anywhere, do anything without repeating, reflecting, inverting, or anticipating what one of the others had just done, was doing, or was getting ready to attempt. Path recapitulated path, and stroll commented upon stroll. Not on purpose. We couldn't help it. Any move we made or refrained from making seemed to imitate, mock, punctuate, or reinforce someone else's movement or momentary pause, as if with every step and gesture we were making music, as if we had become, the four of us, four unconscious and accidental musicians, an aleatory ensemble performing an uncoordinated set of variations for quartet and train station on the theme of restlessness. Restricted. Now harsh. Now plaintive. And now almost soothing. This song, the four-voiced random song we played, it lived outside the sense of hearing. It found its harmonies and rhythms not only in the few odd noises we happened to make, but in everything we did. It united in itself, this uncomposed composition, the most incommensurable things, footsteps going up or down worn marble stairs, in the moments when one of us would move into shadow, just as another moved out. The rustle of coats against suitcases, in the rhyme patterns of chin-stroking, leg-crossing, and a dozen other nervous gestures. It even managed, this music, to make a pair of the pool of light that fell from an exit sign above an impenetrable locked door and the creak of an old wooden bench. That one, over there, that has just been sat upon.